Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. The Europe for Cuba channel has confirmed the participation of more than 30 organizations in its first international meeting of solidarity with the island, which will be held from January 27 to 29 in the Spanish city of Seville. Some 80 delegates from some 17 countries in Europe and America are expected at the forum, although these figures may still vary, said to Prensa Latina José Antonio Toledo, coordinator of the platform activated in October 2020. Parliamentarians, solidarity activists, trade unionists, cultural personalities, jurists, intellectuals, and journalists will gather to debate topics such as the economic, commercial, and financial blockade that the United States has imposed on Cuba for more than six decades. Cooperation and solidarity organizations from Spain, France, Italy, and Sweden delivered to the European Parliament a petition demanding immediate action against the U.S. blockade of Cuba and its extraterritorial nature, the promoter said. The document presented by Cuba Cooperation France, the State Movement of Solidarity with Cuba and Spain, the National Association of Italy-Cuba Friendship, and the Swedish-Cuban Association of Solidarity asks institutions of the European Union for concrete responses and the use of the legal tools available to confront the blockade and its consequences. In that sense, it includes a request to the European Commission to submit as soon as possible an initiative to allow the designation of banks in the European Union member states to carry out financial transactions with the island, a scenario that is almost impossible at present due to the fear of those entities of sanctions and pressures from Washington. The Prime Minister of the Kingdom of Cambodia, Samdech Hun Sen, predicted that the bilateral effort to increase relations between Cuba and his country in various spheres today has a promising future. According to the assessment of the Cambodian head of government, expressed in a greeting message regarding the 64th anniversary of the triumph of the Cuban Revolution, the year 2022 marked a milestone in the ties of friendship between both nations. Cuban-American lawyer Jose Pertierra considered incoherent the recent measures announced by U.S. President Joe Biden on irregular migration when the Cuban Adjustment Act remains in force today. The jurist explained that the Biden administration's program has the explicit purpose of discouraging the illegal migration of Cubans to the United States. He indicated that according to figures released by Washington in the fiscal year 2022, more than 213,000 Cuban residents entered the northern nation illegally. Pertierra pointed out that the United States intends to allow a limited number of Cubans to enter the country under the so-called parole process, but at the same time, those who do not qualify will be expelled. However, he stressed, it is an inconsistent decision, since Cubans continue to have a privileged position concerning other migrants because once in the United States, the Cuban Adjustment Act allows them to apply for permanent residency after a year and a day. During a recent visit to several institutions in the western province of Matanzas, U.S. activists reaffirmed the permanent ties of friendship that exist between the people of Cuba and the United States. Led by the coordinator of the Cuba-Venezuela Solidarity Committee in the United States, Gloria Larriba, the delegation made up of citizens from different U.S. cities toured facilities of social relevance in the territory. During the initial stage of the tour, which took place at the supertanker base, the site of the largest fire in the history of Cuba, last August, La Riva explained that Cubans are a heroic people who have resisted for more than 60 years despite the blockade. Every year, the policies imposed on Cuba seek to prevent the country's progress and prevent people from around the world from helping the revolution. Many times, we feel the force of hostility from U.S. congressmen, but this does not prevent us from supporting the Cuban people, she stressed. And this is all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio, looking forward to meeting again next Monday.